This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of President Trump's top aides says when it comes to COVID-19, we're not going to control the pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
We want normal life to resume.
President Trump held a rally in New Hampshire Sunday.
And next year will be the greatest economic year in the history of our country.
While Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told CNN, we're not going to control the pandemic, but focus on therapeutics and a vaccine. The president again claimed an end was in sight.
Even without the vaccines, we're rounding the turn. It's going to be over.
Rounding the corner?
Senator Kamala Harris in Detroit.
I don't see one either.
The Democratic vice presidential nominee says the president is out of touch when it comes to the economic impact, too.
In Michigan, one out of four small businesses has gone out of business. And he talks about rounding the corner.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, as the cases rise in Europe as well as the U.S., pediatricians are urging the British government to provide free meals for poor children during school holidays as the COVID-19 pandemic pushes more families into poverty. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett.
Some 2,200 members of the Royal College of Pediatrics have written an open letter to Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson. It comes after the government last week rejected legislation that would have provided free meals during all school holidays until Easter. The doctors praised Marcus Rashford, a 22-year-old star soccer player for Manchester United, whose campaign helped pressure the government into providing free meals during a nationwide lockdown earlier this year. The opposition Labour Party has warned it will bring the issue back to the House of Commons if ministers do not change course. Sarah Bassett, London.
Mexican health authorities acknowledge the country's true death toll from the coronavirus pandemic is far higher than previously thought, saying there were more than 193,000 excess deaths in the year up in September 26th. This is VOA News. Buckling under the resurgence of the coronavirus in Europe, the Spanish government on Sunday declared a national state of emergency that includes an overnight curfew in hopes of not repeating the near collapse of the country's hospitals. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, says that the decision to restrict free movement on the streets of Spain between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. allows exceptions for community to work. They're buying medicine and caring for elderly and young family members. He said the curfew took effect Sunday night and would likely remain in place for 6 months. The UK military seized control of an oil tanker that dropped anchor in the English Channel after reporting it had seven stowaways on board who had become violent. Defense Secretary Ben Wallace and Home Secretary Priti Patel authorized the action in response to a police request. Initial reports confirmed the crew was safe. The incident began about 10 a.m. on the Libyan registered tanker Nave Andromeda. Authorities imposed a 3-mile exclusion zone around the vessel. A retired Royal Navy Rear Admiral told the Associated Press he suspects the stowaways grew violent as the tanker neared port and the crew retreated to a secure area known as a citadel to retain control of the vessel. Belarusian police used stun grenades against protesters on Sunday as tens of thousands of people headed towards Independence Palace in the capital, Minsk, demanding the president, Alexander Lukashenko, resign. The protesters carrying the red and white flags of the Belarusian opposition movement scattered as loud bangs and flashes lit up the city streets after nightfall, according to some videos. The police action came hours before the expiration of an ultimatum set by the opposition. Lukashenko must resign by midnight or face a national strike. A strengthening tropical storm Zeta is now expected to become a hurricane by Monday as it heads toward the eastern end of Mexico's resorted Yucatan Peninsula and then likely moved on for a possible landfall on the central U.S. Gulf Coast at midweek. Zeta on Sunday became the earliest ever 27th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Though nearly stationary, the storm is expected to begin advancing on a path that will take it over the Yucatan Peninsula late Monday. It will then head into the Gulf of Mexico and approach the U.S. Gulf Coast by Wednesday, though it could weaken by then. More at voanews.com. Via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial. Today, our first stop is going to be Kenya, Lewanyika in Sina Makosa, beautiful old-time favorite. And right after that, Lisanga ya Banganga by Rushi Ro featuring Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Osi Tapalambo Lam by Moni Bele of Cameroon. But right now, as we take you through this old-time favorites, let me bring you Sina Makosa, the sound of Lewanyika of Kenya.
Thank you.
I'm
Tapalambulam, beautiful music by Monibile of Cameroon. And right before that was Lisangaya Banganga by Roshiro and Franco of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Another top, Sina Makosa by Lewanyika of Kenya. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der here in Washington.
The Voice of America, VOA.
We take a trip now to South Africa and Dihamba Nawe by Mafiko Zulu and Vinyi Vamali by Dr. Shitole of Zimbabwe. But first, Dihamba Nawe by Mafiko Zulu of South Africa. Let's enjoy this beat. I love it. By Dr. Shitole of Zimbabwe and Dihamba Nawe by Mafiko Zulu of South Africa.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. This one says, thanks very much, David. Here in Monrovia, you've just grown another team of fans every morning and night. We're happy to be with you. Best wishes from Ojimba Davis and greetings to all of you out there. Another email here says, dear David Vandy, your show is part of our daily routine, and we just don't want to mess up with it because we want to personally thank you and everybody else that is connected with this show. We always kiss our portable radio whenever African Beat comes on air at about 12 p.m. in the Horn of Africa. We also appreciate everything that you're doing, David, for Africa. And David Vandy, do you know what will happen if you come back home to Africa? We are going to nominate you as the king of the continent because you entertain us whenever there are hard conditions around and you make us feel really, really good. God bless you, David, and may he continue to protect you. This is from Abdul Karim A. Ahmed and Mahad Yusuf of Djibouti. Thank you very much, Abdul Karim and Mahad. You guys are my best guys around, all right? I know some people will be jealous out there, but I'd like to say greetings to you, Prince Collins of Voice of Firestone, Liberia, 89.5 FM, and to the entire staff out there. And so with that, let's get back to music. Tutu Party from Sierra Leone's Emerson is coming up. And right after that, Mwabebi by Flavor of Nigeria and Konkotiba by Obua of Ghana. But first, let's enjoy this wonderful beat here now by Emerson of Sierra Leone, Tutu Party.
Yeah. so that I be wine. Except you, if I watch, gonna die. Hey, before the eye go fry. I dey watch like a for don't step and die. I see short skirts, hey, and mini skirts. Oh, who's one for dance with? Where this party go start? I want ballet, yeah. I want ballet.
What you want?
Macale and the party back nyale.
Overload,
not to your business. Party na party, you come. Let me make a overload if we ask you gonna do. Man deserves a lady. Can't do to party. Oh no. Can't jam, shake your body. Can't show me, say you savvy. If you really ready. Oh no. Before we even start the party, check for G-string or bikini. Knock out, man, they ready. Oh no. Can't see to two soldier man. So so we not the party. But you wedding think and it get already. My first lock or tea, Baba do be waiting, you say. Tell me if you really don't ready. Yeah, 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 yeah.
They dance, they swing and they bounce it. No more say, I think I'm too to party.
You see me they jump, they swing cool and cozy.
No more say, I think I'm too to party.
If you see me among sexy, beautiful ladies.
No more say, I think my tutu party.
Come to party. the little devil. Don't you take her for granted. This be the remix, your prayers have been answered. She no be muff muff, she actually lips it. Obaba kunwa chain red like district. She go fi make a man come out in wedding ring. She possesses the charm to make me wanna sing. Back to the bar, back to the bar, back to the bar. The bump, bump, bump. Just because she dancing go go. No, they me say you go fi call her my shower. A remix without me would have been wrong. A shower should have originally been my song.
Kokotiba by Oboa of Ghana, and before that, Mwabe B by Flavor of Nigeria, and Tutu Party by Emerson of Sierra Leone. You can't stop dancing to those, right? With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.